track six, and now we're back to news stories. Hundreds living with young onset dementia. Hundreds of people are living with young onset dementia in Devon, new figures show. But one charity has warned the actual number may be even higher. Dementia is described as young onset or early onset when symptoms develop before the age of 65. Dementia UK said limited awareness of the condition leaves many families in isolation with little to no service provision. NHS figures show 283 people aged under 65 in the former NHS Devon CCG had dementia diagnosis in August, accounting for just 2.4% of the people in the area with the impairment. Across England, 473,000 people had a dementia diagnosis, with just over 16,000 of them under 65. However, Dementia UK said its estimates are higher as the NHS figures do not include those with young onset dementia who have turned 65 since their diagnosis. The charity suggests 7.5% of those with a diagnosis develop dementia before they are 65. Jules Knight, consultant admiral nurse for young onset dementia at Dementia UK, said there is a limited awareness amongst health and social care professionals of the impact the condition has on families. Greater investment is needed to expand local services and ensure they reflect the needs of those living with young onset dementia, as well as caring for the complex challenges faced by those caring for them. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesperson said funding for dementia research is doubling to £160 million a year by 2025.
Railway death woman named. A woman who died on the railway line at Tynmouth has been named as Penelope Joanna Lane. The 58-year-old was identified at an inquest opening into her death, which was held at Plymouth Coroner's Court. Emergency services were called to reports of a person being hit by a train on Wednesday, the 13th of September. All trains heading towards Tynmouth Station were stopped and police and paramedics were called to the scene. But the inquest was told Miss Lane was found dead, having suffered catastrophic injuries. An intercity train had been travelling through the area on its journey from London to Penzance when the driver noticed a lone woman on the platform. The train was not due to stop in Tynmouth and so continued towards the platform when, without warning, Miss Lane stepped into its path, the inquest heard. The inquest into her death was opened at Plymouth Coroner's Court and the cause of her death was said to be multiple injuries and collision with a train. A full hearing will take place at a later date, but it has been confirmed that there are no suspicious circumstances.
Kenton School flood plans. An appeal has been launched to help youngsters at Kenton School after its library was hit by flooding. The school was badly affected by the recent floods and the children have had to be temporarily located. Among many buildings affected by the torrential rain and flooding, a clean-up operation is underway at the village school. In the meantime, a call has gone out for donations of books after many were destroyed when the school's library was particularly affected. Work has started trying to build up a replacement collection of books for the children ready for their return to school. Following the floods, the youngsters are being temporarily taught at nearby Ken Primary School. Executive head teacher of Kenton School, Lorraine Curry, described the damage as heartbreaking. She called it catastrophic and an absolute disaster for us as a school community. The damage is said to be so significant, there is no timescale when the children and staff can return. But the staff have thanked volunteers and the community of Kenton for helping out in the aftermath in a big clear-up and say they appreciate all the offers they have received. A school spokesman said, "Even though the last few days have been very challenging, the kindness and support of the Kenton community has been overwhelming. The children have settled in well to their temporary home. Year 1 class enjoyed a trip to Paignton Zoo, while Oak class explored Kent's Cavern. But the school library was particularly affected, and an appeal has been launched to replenish its book stock. anyone with good condition books, they would be grateful for any donations. The school is looking for fiction books for years 3 to 6, ages 7 to 11, and picture books for younger children, and non-fiction, particularly in relation to history, geography, science, animals and plants.
Traders back where they belong. Blinking Fantastic is how one trader described being back in Newton Abbott's Market Hall after deteriorating roof timber prompted the council to temporarily close the historic building. "It was heart-wrenching, I tell you, not being able to trade," said Diane Smith of Newton Phone Repairs. "The council were great. They offered us a space in the food hall, but it just wasn't viable, so being back here is fantastic." The historic Grade 2 listed building was closed earlier this month following an inspection by Teignbridge District Council. The inspection uncovered deterioration with some of the wooden roof trusses. "I understand why the council did it. A few days was not realistic. By the time they got surveyors in and so on, but they have informed us it is safe, which is great because that means we can trade," Diane added. While traders like Diane were unable to operate as normal, several did manage to continue, albeit in a limited capacity from the food hall. One such trader was Kim Ludlow of Something Different and Puzzles, who set up shop in the space formerly occupied Baker's the Butchers. "The family is back together. It's so nice to be back in the market hall," Kim said. The disruption to traders' day-to-day activities during the temporary closure of the market hall was unavoidable. "But what plans are in place for the future stages of the planned redevelopment of the space? Are traders to be relocated? And if so, where? And if not, why not?" Teignbridge District Council were approached for comment, but none was forthcoming.
Can you complete the secret book quest? Though summer may have come to an end, and with it an end to the summer reading challenge, there's still much to do at Newton Abbott Library. The Secret Book Quest is an exciting reading challenge for children ages 5 and up. Prospective challengers must read a total of 50 library books to collect stickers, decipher the code and win a special prize. Join Pip, Xena and Libro the Cat on a unique reading adventure through 10 themed worlds, beautifully illustrated by Emily Fox, a spokesman for Newton Abbott Library, said. Get a certificate when you reach halfway, 25 books, and another when you finish, 50 books, along with a finisher's prize and entry into a prize draw. It's free to take part, so pop down and see us to sign up to the challenge and start reading, added the spokesman.